Thank God for all the things that he has done. And there are so many, you can't even enumerate them. But we can say this. Thank God he saved us. Thank God from destruction. Thank God he redeemed us by his blood. Thank God he has crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. We can say that, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can say that. Bless the Lord, soul, who hath forgiven all of our iniquity. Amen. Healeth all of our diseases. Redeemeth our life from destruction. Crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and filleth our mouth with good things, so that we are renewed as the wings, renewed as an eagle. America needs us. Their wings are plucked. They're falling apart. Oh, America's a mess. But the body of Christ is not. No, the church is not. I'm not talking about mainline denominations. They're part of the mess. Amen. They are the mess. They deceive many. Amen. Thank God. Youth is renewed as an eagle. I love it. Well, I'm going to continue on with the Word of God from the book of Acts. From the book of Acts. Kathy Lee will be reading from the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. The 9th chapter of the book. Did I run over you?
No, just the chair.
I didn't hurt you.
No, you hit the chair.
Good. I don't like to hurt anybody. I like to stomp the devil's head.
Amen.
Amen. No, I'm not a Pentecostal. Amen. Amen. All right, Kathy.
All right. We're going to read from the 10th chapter.
Did I say?
You said 9th.
We did that yesterday.
That's right.
Well, I'm just leaving yesterday, Brian. So we move on to chapter 10.
Huh? Chapter 10.
But would you like for me to tell you a little about it, or would you just like to read?
Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, yes. You will find in this 10th chapter, which is not the 9th, that a man's alms and prayers that come up before the Lord as a memorial. Glory. Yeah, God's prayers, a person's prayers and alms have come up before God as a memorial before God. Oh, this is wild, folks. I mean, this is make religion look stupid. But it is religion. Lord, alms and prayers come up before God as a memorial. And God will move. He'll do something. I've lived this way for years. I know how my alms and my prayers stay before God as a memorial. They stay before Him. Now, I can remember when they wouldn't come up every now and mostly then, but not now, you know? I think, will you ever answer? Yeah. When you get your alms and your prayers right, watch me. For years, I've been walking that way. Alms and prayers. Before the Lord as a memorial. And God always blesses. All right, Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God.
Is that
God.
Not beautiful? Is that when God starts talking to you? And he says, Your prayers and your alms have come up before me. And he sends an angel to tell you. You can get happy, but don't get excited. No, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I know what is about to happen. I am about to receive a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Now, don't have a Pentecostal shout down. Said, Lord, don't you like Pentecostals? No, I don't like the flesh. I don't like the flesh. Or don't have a Methodist. Shut up. What if God is talking? See, I've been everywhere. I've been to Opa-locka. There's a song. I've been everywhere. If you want to sing it, go ahead. But I've been everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. I think Johnny Cash sings that. I mean, I'm not sure that, well, let's see. Who else might sing that? Well, anyway, I've been everywhere. Thank God. Well, I have. If not, I'll be there. Again, amen. But the day that God showed me that my prayers and my alms had come up before God as a memorial, I was so happy that I contained myself. See, I know you better not get emotional with God. It won't work. So, God's been blessing me for years because my alms and my prayers continually come up before the Lord. And yours can do the same. In these last days, they better start coming up. You better get more zealous. You better give what God tells you, and you better pray what God leads you to do. Amen. It is such a blessing. Oh, don't get weary in well-doing. No, don't do that. Just keep on doing well. Kathy, would you continue to read in Acts chapter 10?
Sure will. Verse 5. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel, which spake unto Cornelius, was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh into the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. He became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
Oh my goodness. A trance. You know, I've watched this nut cake in Dallas and Fort Worth say he was in a trance. Was he ever a nutcase? A trance? Well, it was worthless. You know, you look like a goon. Peter had a real trance. You say, Lord, have you ever been in a trance? No, thank you. But it might be before I get out of here. Amen. All right. Now, what happened next?
11. And saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great...
Can you back up, please?
Sure.
What happened?
And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
And what happened?
And saw heaven open.
Oh, said, saw heaven open.
Right.
Have you ever seen heaven open? Or is it brass? When you see heaven open, it won't be a goosebump. No, I've been to these meetings, my Lord God. I mean, oh, do you feel that? No. You people are nothing but a bunch of nuts. Glory. Heavens open. And what happened, KD?
And a certain vessel descending unto him.
A certain vessel descending from heaven to Peter? Is that what it says?
Correct.
And what did it look like?
As it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth.
A great sheet knit at four corners and let down to the earth, right?
Right.
Let's go.
Wherein all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth.
All in the sheet was all manner of four-footed beasts in the earth. Now, that would be dogs, be lions, be cats, be rats, be mouse, mice, not a mouse. Oh, is that enough? Four footed beasts, all manner in that sheet. Is that wild? Doesn't say four footed, does it?
Says four footed beasts of the earth.
Of the earth, not of heaven.
Right. Okay, and wild beasts?
What wild beasts? Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
Would that be an elephant?
That would be an elephant.
Glory, monkeys. That climb trees and swing by their tails.
And creeping things?
What would that be? What would you think would be a creeping thing? You don't want to answer that?
Like a bug?
A bug?
A roach?
No, it'd be a religionist coming into church late. Oh. Have you ever watched yourself? All right, Katie, let's go.
Creeping things and fowls of the air.
Oh, the birds.
Huh? Right.
All fowls. Okay.
And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
Oh, yeah. Now, a voice from heaven is talking to Peter. And you know what amazes me? That voice said to Peter, "Rise and kill any one of them and eat." And that's when I started getting saved. Well, come on.
But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And a voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that call not thou common.
Okay. Now, you religious people, you can't eat anything. I will tell you, a man of faith or a woman of faith can eat anything that God sets before them. I was in Mexico once, and they gave me some food to eat, and I tell you, I didn't have to believe God and sanctify it because I thought I recognized something that I had never eaten. I didn't want to offend my friends. Oh, hallelujah. It was a funny, well, that's all I got to say. And it says, what God has cleansed, you can eat. Is that what it says?
That call not thou common.
Oh, yeah, not common. Okay, go ahead.
16, this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
Oh, let me stop you right now. Let's not talk pigs. Pigs, you can eat. You can eat anything, anything. You know, the hardest thing I ever had to believe that I could eat was a snake. I dealt with that for years. Some of you have heard me. I thought I could eat anything but not a rattlesnake. Well, I think today I could kill it and eat it. I said think. I didn't guarantee it. I know I could kill it. Amen. All right, Katie.
16, this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee.
Is that amazing? You know what that is? Word of knowledge. Father Spirit, does that gift work in you? Is that manifestation of the Holy Ghost working in you? That if God said three men seek thee, what would you think? You want me to tell you something? I was driving down a road out one night in my pickup with my wife, driving along, the Lord said, three men in the road with a rifle. God, no, three men with a rifle. I never said a word. Just kept driving, went around this curve, and there's three men in the road with rifles. And I just kept driving. You know what they did? Just moved away. I said, why was God saying that to me? He was warning me that he would warn me of any danger. But he didn't say, turn around, go back. I just kept driving, and the three men with the rifle moved out of the road. They had to. Hell, they could have been U.S. military. They'd had to move, you know what? I know I just said hell, and I repent, and because I just offend a bunch of religious people. But let me tell you something. There is a hell. And you don't want to go there. I told them that last week. Amen. Okay, what are we doing next?
Verse 20. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing.
Three men seek thee, arise, get thee down and go with them. Doing what? Asking nothing?
Doubting nothing, for I have sent them.
Nothing.
Right.
Oh, not asking. Doubting nothing. That doubting is what gets you, you know what? What is? You know, people, God has had me go to people and tell them something. They say, God wants you to walk with me. I say, oh, yeah, okay. They say, get out of here, you. And I got out. I don't care. What's that?
Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause where you are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and a good report among all the nation of the Jews.
Hear that? Just man, one that feareth God. That's a key, folks. Let's go.
Let's see. Among all the nations of the Jews was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And tomorrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him.
Oh, get this. What happened? Reread that.
Said, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him.
Yeah, Cornelius. He was overcome, and he fell down, and he worshipped Peter. Oh, back in the early 70s, when I was learning to walk with God among scorpions, I heard a man say he worshiped another man. I was freaky. I thought, what the world is this? Look what happened. What's next?
26, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man.
Get up, man. Peter said, get up. What did he say? I also am a man?
I myself also am a man.
Like you. He didn't say that, like you. Oh, was I blessed. Bob, I tell you, I saw some crazy evil spirits in men that call themselves brothers. Evil spirits like Jesus, have mercy. You got what you say? You know, I like to freak out once. I'd been to this guy's meeting, and he said, if you want blessed, stand up. So I stood this row up, you know, stood him up, and he blew on them and they all fell over. I said, and what chapter and verse is that? What chapter and verse is that? You want blessed? Okay, line up. Now they all go. Look like they were trained. As soon as a man blows, fall. Well, he tried that on me once and I didn't fall. How do you like that?
I like it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. He said, laid hands on me, and I'm supposed to fall over. But I don't fall over. Isn't that wild? I don't fall over. You know, so I had to consider, is this man in the wrong spirit, or am I? But he's dead, and I'm still alive. So I don't know this or that, but I'm still alive. I like what I'm doing. If you start falling over around me, that won't work. When I first came to this building, there's some people here in Plano. There's a woman, and she'd been around these fall them over, get them up meetings. You ever been one of them? And when she'd come up for me to pray, she started going like this. Follow. I said, stop that, stand up, come up here. Now, she didn't like me. She still doesn't. No, she didn't like me at all. But I stopped her. I stopped her from falling over and getting up. Look, you don't have to fall over to be healed. You could be walking as I did in 1976. Walking on sidewalk, hard sidewalk, in Carrollton, Texas, just adjacent to Dallas, walking, speaking the Word of God, because I had knee problems, they were so hurtful that it was difficult to walk. My grandfather, who's in heaven, is in heaven. Had knee problems, and when he was 40 years of age, he had to start walking with a cane. 40 years, and he had to walk with a cane. And when I'm slightly past 40, I started getting knee problems on the medial, that's inside your knee. Well, I can tell you where it hurt, but it won't. Oh, it is hurt. And I get out and walk. One night, I said, I'm walking. Devil, get it straight. I'm walking. You got it? I'm going to walk. Amen. Amen. By him, therefore, amen. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. That's not what I said. But that's what God just said to you. And I was walking. And I was praising God. And I was speaking the word. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. He himself bore our sickness and carried our pain. And I did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. He's wounded for my transgression, bruised by iniquity in me. And my peace was upon him. Hallelujah! And with his stripes I was healed. Thank God. I walked. When I walked 2 miles, I believe, that night, they hurt so bad, I couldn't sleep, and I got up the next day, and I walked, and I said, all right, devil, I'm walking, I don't care what you say, like him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. That's not what I said. That's what I did. Amen. Himself took bore my sickness and carried my pain, and with his stripes I was healed. More than that. Himself bore my sickness and carried my pain, yet I did esteem him stricken, bent to God and afflicted, but he's wounded for my transgression, he's bruised for my iniquities, chastisement, that my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I was healed. That second night, about a mile and a half place point, I mean God healed my knees. That was 1976. And how many years would that be? 37. Walk on some concrete, run on asphalt. I can't today because I got some infirmities in my eyes, but get ready, folks. When I start jogging, oh, she goodbye. You say, no, you're nuts. I like it. I'm more than nuts. I'm a fool for Christ. How about you? Or you're just a fool. You know, there is a difference. Well, there is. Amen. And heal. You know what? That's 1976. And my knees have not hurt since. That's pretty wild, you know? Well, you may not enjoy it, but I do, because they don't hurt. What's the next?
27. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent have you sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting unto this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God.
Listen to that. Prayers and alms in remembrance in the sight of God. Go ahead.
Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said,
Listen to this. What verse is that?
This is verse 34.
34. Peter opened his mouth and said, let's go.
Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly.
There's a gospel. Go ahead.
41. Not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead, to give him all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Heard the word, heard the gospel. Go ahead.
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him tarry certain days.
Good then.
End of chapter.
There you are. There's a blessing. The gospel. The gospel, the power of God. When your prayers and your alms are come up before God as a memorial, the gospel, the blessings of God will come to you. Thank God. And you will be blessed, even though you don't want it. You'll be blessed by him turning you from your iniquities. And then the other blessings follow.